I'm Deborah Becker, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Obama is laying out his proposals to cut the nation's deficit in a speech at George Washington University today. His proposals include increasing taxes on the wealthy and some businesses and reducing spending. Howard Gluckman is a resident fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, and he joins us now to talk about the president's proposals. And Howard, the president is outlining his plans as we went to air, but we do know that he wants to cut $4 trillion from the nation's deficit over 12 years. How would you describe the tone of his speech and what he's about to do?
Well, Deb, I think the first thing is he has given so far, I think, a very good recitation of the nature of the problem and his vision of how to fix it without getting too specific. Given us a sense of a you might call the government that we've had for the last several decades, at least since the Great Society. He's talked a lot about the importance of innovation and the importance of the safety net and preserving those. He's also, of course, talked about the need for finding revenues, but getting those revenues only from a fairly narrow segment of the population, which is high income people. So. In a sense, what we're hearing is much of what the president has said in his State of the Union and in past budgets, just a little, I think, with a little more urgency than we've heard in the past.
Now, of course, the big question marks were about Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And we did hear the president talk about those programs, and he seemed to be saying, you know what, we need to figure out a way to afford these, at least in some way. Let's listen.
We would not be a great country without those commitments. Now, for much of the last century, our nation found a way to afford these investments and priorities with the taxes paid by its citizens.
Now, Howard, we know that the president has envisioned cuts in Medicare and Medicaid of about $480 billion through 2023. What do you think that statement means in terms of these programs and in terms of how we pay for them through taxes?
Well, I think as far as Medicare is concerned, what the president has in mind is doing what happened in the health law, only more so, finding ways to deliver a broad government-based Medicare program, unlike the private Medicare program the Republicans have in mind, but doing it in a more efficient and effective way. Remember, there are provisions in the health law that were intended to find the most cost-effective ways to provide medical care. I think most health experts believe that, in fact, is something that needs to happen. The problem was that health debate was so polarized that those provisions were labeled death panels by congressional Republicans, mm-hmm. the same congressional Republicans who now say we have to find cuts in the Medicare program. So there's kind of a difficult balancing act here that both Obama and the Republicans have to address. But I think the idea here is rather than fundamentally changing Medicare, what Obama has in mind is continuing to provide the Medicare that we've had for the last 50 years, but providing it in a more efficient way.
Now, and in terms of taxes, a lot of what the president had indicated that he would support came from his debt commission. But that commission recommended, you know, getting rid of popular tax deductions like the mortgage tax deduction or health insurance premium deductions. Where do you think the president might weigh in on all of this eventually?
Well, that's a very interesting issue. Neither the president nor Paul Ryan and the House Republicans had been willing to talk very much about the specific tax preferences that they want to get rid of. Everybody says these tax preferences are inefficient and they're complicated and they don't do us any very much good, but nobody wants to say exactly which ones they get rid of. That's the problem here. I don't think you're going to hear the president in this speech or in any other venue anytime soon to be the first guy to come up with the list that includes things like the mortgage interest deduction and employer-sponsored health insurance exclusion. You know, nobody wants to go first on this. I suspect that in the end, people are going to say, let's leave that to the tax writing committees in Congress, but let's agree on some targets. Let's agree that we are going to raise some fixed amount of revenue over the next 10 years, and let's also agree that we're going to reduce tax rates for everybody.
Okay. Howard Gluckman, resident fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Deb.